So learning Daf Chaf Beis, we're starting from the top of Daf Chaf Beis, Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Shema Yisraim Shloshim Yoyim. When you sell the Yisraim's properties in order to pay back the chayvas, the loans, you put up his properties for sale for 30 days to make it as much money as he could. But Yisraim, you 30 days, you put it up for sale. Shema Hekdesh Shishim Yoyim. Hekdesh, you put it up for 60 days. You know, but he's saying, even though the Baal Chayv wants his money right now, we say, no, you gotta wait 30 days until we finish the process, and then you get your money. Shema Hekdesh, Shishim Yoyim, Hekdesh gets 60 days, the Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Yoyim, Shema Yisrayim, Shishim Yoyim, Shema Hekdesh is Tishim Yoyim, it's 90 days. So 60 days for Yisrayim, and 90 days for Hekdesh. V'chamayim, Echazeh, V'chazeh, Shishim Yoyim. Both are 60 days. So it's three Rav Machlaikis. Our Mishnah is like Rav Meir, who says, Shema Yisrayim, Shloshim, and Shum Hekdesh, Shishim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds ones that the same are 60 days and Hekdesh is 90 days. And Chachamim say both of them are 60 days. Om Rav Chista. Om Avimai. Rav Chista said, Shem Avimai, Halacha Shum HaYisrayim and Shishim Yoyim. Shum HaYisrayim is 60 days.
Is that like...
It would sound like Rav Yehuda or the Chum. That's what it sounds like. We'll see in a second. But Rav Chista said, Shem Avimai, Halacha Shum HaYisrayim and Shishim Yoyim. It sounds like not like our Mishnah. Yosef Rav Chia by Ovim Kamla Shmaitzer. Rav Chia Ovim said over this Shmaitzer of Rav Chista that we pask in Shum HaYisrayim 60 days. Only Rav Nachman or Yitzchak Rav Chia by Ovim Shishim Kamrit or Shishim Kamrit. I didn't hear right. Did you say 60 or 30? Omalei Shishim. I said 60. The Yisrayimim or the Hekdesh? Did you say Yisrayimim or Hekdesh? Omalei the Yisrayimim. So then they asked him, Rav Meir or Rav Yehuda? Omalei Rav Meir. I'm saying like Rav Meir. Right? The Gemara of Rav Meir Shloshim Ka'amah. Heck, you say you're saying Rav Meir, you're saying 60 days. Rav Meir says 30 days. Omalei, hachi omer Rav Chista. Rav Chista, when he said over his memory, he said, Ma'avimai kalpi toive bali Allah. I got a lot of patch for this. I was hit a lot of times until I understood this. Dosh Ma'itza. And the answer is like this. Bola hachas retzufim, if you're doing 30 days in a consecutively, then it's shleshim, then it's 30 days. V'sheni v'chamishi, if it's Mondays and Thursday, then it's shishim. Then it's over 60 days. Now, if you figure out over 60 days
means just Mondays and Thursdays, or yeah, 60 days?
So, no, 60 days over Monday and Thursday. So now, if you're 60 days on Monday and Thursdays, how many days is that of Hachraza? So it's 18 days. Why? Because you take 8 weeks, it's 16. 8 weeks is 56 days. Another 4 days, if you count Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, another two, is 18 days of Hachraza. So the Gemara bavarns this. Even if you figured out that Yemei Achrozo only be 18 days, it's over a longer period of time, people hear about it. Since it goes over a time period of 60 days, people do hear about it and it'll help out get more money for your Nechasim. So there's two ways it comes at Fira Meir. Either 30 days consecutively or 60 days, Mondays and Thursdays. Now, there's a shaila, 30 days straight, is it on Shabbos also? I was looking in the art scroll and I couldn't find it, and if you spoke about it, it's a posh question. You say 30 days Rishufim, Shiva Avarn, what about Shabbos? So we have to speak to...
You're talking about 30 days in the marketplace? The marketplace is open on Shabbos?
Oh, so it's only business days, saying it's only 6 days a week. So it says 30 days Rishufim, saying 60 days meant Mondays and Thursdays, so... So it's Taka Shaila in the place of Taka if it's on Shabbos also. Shabbos called Dvar Mitzvah or not. But, yeah. Zok to Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav Asi. Now, the halacha, we're assuming now for like a pashtus that when it comes to the Zisayimim, Ketanim, we just go, if someone has a chayv, he goes to the Bezdin, and Bezdin collects from the Zisayimim. Rav Yehuda, Om Rav Asi is in a say it's not true. Not 100% true. I'm Rav Yehuda Rav Asi. Ain't this kalkim v'nichsi yisoyimim elam kin hoysa ribis achelas b'hem. The only time Bezdin gets involved to collect from the yisoyimim katanim is only if there's ribis. So therefore we want to get rid of the loan already because the yisoyimim are losing money. But let's say the yisoyimim are not losing money. We tell the b'choyiv, no, wait till they get bigger when they're bar mitzvah and then we're going to take care of it. And we'll see in the Gemara why, two pshatim on the bottom of the Amud, why you don't collect from Yisraimim until they become Gedolim, or if right now there's a loss because they're paying ribbis, so then we collect it right now. So, if there is ribbis, Let's say on your on the Yosemim Katanim's property, they have a loan. Every day the loan gets bigger, he owes more money. So if you don't collect the loan right now, at the time they come by mitzvah, the loan's going to be much bigger. It's a much bigger loan. So it's worth it for them to pay up the loan now to save all that money, all the rivers money, all the interest. Interest. You know, if you have a loan with interest, so it gets bigger and bigger. So then you're going to sell the servant's property right now in order to pay up this loan to save yourself that interest. If you wait till he's a gadol, it's going to be an extra $5,000 in interest. So that's the only time you get busy with your servant's katanim's properties. That's what Rav Asi says. Rav Yechon, that's true, it's one case. Oy, l'ksubas isha. Another case is if there's a ksubas isha outstanding, also we collect it. Why? Mishum mezayni. Because the halacha is that kolzman you don't pay the isha her ksuba, you have to give mezayni. So again, the same are losing. They have to give mezayni. So therefore, we want to. You don't have to give mezayni. Once you pay ksuba, you don't have to give mezayni anymore. So that's Rav Yechon has two ways you can collect from the same katanim. Rav Asi, my time alone with Luxubus Isha. Why didn't he say like a Vyekhana on Luxubus Isha? So I think, well, because that's a big loss. That the Kinulera Bona might say there, because Kozman, she's getting Mazonis from the Assignment, she has to give her wages to the Assignment. So usually it evens out. Beidach, and Rav Yechon says, no, Zimmer Loisaf, because something's not enough. Therefore, you do collect Luxubus Isha right away, so you shouldn't have a problem with the Mazonis. So the Rambam is trying to bring a raya, so kashas on Rav Asi and Rav Yechon now. Tanan Shema Yisoyim Shloishim Yoyim. Our Mishnah says Shema Yisoyim Shloishim Yoyim, Shema Hekdesh Yisoyim Yoyim. Achrizim Beikav Erev, and you announce the sale in the morning, and the evening. So it comes out well, clearly. We're selling the Yisoyim's property. What are we selling it for? Maya Skinan. Ilayim Bachoyv Evuchavim. If we don't wear a Bachoyv who's a non-Jew and you know, mitzayis. He's not going to listen to you and wait 30 days. He says, I want my money right now. Give me my money. I'm not going to wait 30 days. So our Mr. Kemi talking about a non-Jewish bachay. El pshita. Bachay v'shov. We want Yiddish bachay. So eat the kalcha ribsa. If it's ribis. So he's saying, only time he collects, only ribis. Ribis, b'shov kinle. You don't let him collect the ribis. You don't like the ribis. Well, like kalcha ribsa. You don't collect the ribis. So Tanin is kakim. And says, you go get the Yisraelim's properties. What do you mean? Well, he said, ain't this kakim. Elam came with ribis echalasbam. You don't collect from the same unless there's ribbis. Right. So what's the case of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is collecting the same. What's the case? If it's a guy, he doesn't wait 30 days. He wants it right now. If it's a yid, if it's ribbis, he doesn't collect, and I'll collect ribbis. If it's not ribbis, you don't collect. So what's going on here? What's our Mishnah? So our Mishnah,
what's the case of
ribbis
that you do collect?
What?
If you can't collect ribbis, so what's the case of a guy? What the Rashi's talking about? He says it's ribbis. Not a guy. The guy's not going to wait.
It's talking about a guy, it means right away, maybe. Or Mishnah Shvek, says 30 days. He could have said that. So Bishlam, yeah. I'm saying, Tosis asked the kasha, it's a very good question. I'm saying, it's a very good question. All right. So, Zog, Tosis has a terrorist of the kasha. But Tosis asked a question, a very good question. Top Tosis asked a question. Bishlom Rav Yechonon, Muki Lo B'Ksubas Isha. Fear Rav Yechonon, Zetzayin B'Ksubas Isha. That's what he's talking about. El Rav Asi, Kasha, Fear Rav Asi, Tshver. Omar Aloch, Rav Asi. Rav Yechonon, so what he's saying? If you learn Rav Yechonon, so it's good. Talk about Ksubas Isha, that's good. That's what I'm saying. And the Isha will listen to 30 days, that's fine. El Rav Asi is Shver. Well, he holds that B'Ksubas Isha you don't collect, only collect by ribbis. And what's the case? Omar Rav Asi, Rav Yechon Aminicha. Rav Asi says, Rav Yechon, why is that any better? L'chaira, we shouldn't wait 30 days even. Mishav Kinan, Mezoine, Devadi Kamafsta. Going to Rav Yechon, worry about losing Mezoine. So why do you put up for sale 30 days? For all those 30 days, you have to give extra Mezoine. I could say sell for more, that's only a Suffolk. So it's not worth it to do this. Mishav Kinan, Mezoine, Devadi Kamafsta, Makina Achroza. The lo yadin and the machinon, lemer machinon. It's why do you wait 30 days then? If there's a shash of a hefzer right now, you should sell it right away. So tomorrow, halei kasha b'tevas k'shuvasa b'bezdin. The case is that she's Tevea Ksuba and Bezdin, Krav Yudah Mashmuel. Domer Yudah Mashmuel, Tevas Ksuba Bezdin, Ein Loi Mezainis. Once she asks for a Ksuba, she doesn't get Mezainis anymore. And therefore, now you sell it, and she's not giving Mezainis anymore. Frank Tigmara, okay, if you're not getting Mezainis anymore, so then it's not a loss anymore, so don't sell it. Once she's Tevea Ksuba, good, now you lost the Mezainis, and you shouldn't sell it until they become older. Yachas Ksuba Mezainis. Ella, my answer is Kivan das kinila mi kara master kinila besayiv. Since mi kara, you already listened to the tviya and stopped her mezainis, so you have to continue on and sell it also. You can't have like, you know, it's a tviya like I have mezainis, but then after that stops. Once you with Bezdin got involved in the tviya, they have to also finish it up. Mekomak Ravasi kasha tshvel fi Ravasi. What's the case of ribis? What's the case? He doesn't hold the ksuba issue. So what's the case of somebody saying shoyis v'yam according to Ravasi? What's the case? So the Gemara loyelam b'chayv v'chav shkibul adlov in Israel. We're talking about a guy. Why is he? He doesn't wait 30 days. He says, "I'll do like the din of Israel. Always, you know, whatever Bezdin tells me, I'm going to do." So for the Gemara, Yachir Rivas Nami loy shlushkashin deg Rivas because doing like of din of Israel, and for the Gemara shkibul avazul shkibul avazul because makabel. To wait the 30 days. It wasn't Makabal for Ribbis. So it comes out, Tvira Gemara, the only way you have Ribbis, only with a guy. That's what comes out, right? That's the only way it's possible to collect from Yisrael, is only if it's a guy and there's Ribbis in it. But Israel, there's no way to do that. That's what comes out. The Achrayim ask, why don't we say talking about a Het Iska? A Het Iska, and then. So Terry's with Pashut. Because what's a Het Iska?
Would it work with the father? Would it work with
Israel? What?
Hetisk that was
married
with the father, would it work?
Yeah, hetisk. The Teretz is to understand is hetisk is a real thing. It's an investment. By investment, it's not called a loss. If you invest money and you're paying whatever interest, it's not a loss. So then it wouldn't be considered a ribbis achelsbim as a loss because that's a business deal. That's not a loss, and therefore that's why it would not be a reason to collect from Yisraelim because that's not called a loss. It's called a business deal. Because het iska is a business deal. That's what it is. Not a heter iska. It's a heter do rivers. There's never heter to do rivers. Ever do rivers. Now it's charge interest. Ever. Now it's charge interest. A heter iska means there's an investment here. It's not rivers. So the Rabbi Akhtar. Toshima. Ein ifra'im menichse yisoyimim. Elam nezaburus. The Mishnah says. The Mishnah is in Gittin, I think. Yes. You don't collect from yisoyimim. Elam nezaburus. So what's the case of him? I ask, you know, Ilayim Bachayiv, and the Gemara is assuming you're talking about Ketanim here. The Sheet of Megretzis talks about it, talking about Ketanim. So my ask, Ilayim Bachayiv, Evichavim, Mitzayis, he's not going to collect Zaburis, he's not going to listen to you, nothing. He's going to take whatever he wants. So, Elab Sheet of Bachayiv, Yisrael, Yachar Ribsa, Mishav Ginla, if he has Ribis, you know, I'll collect Ribis, Yisrael, I'll collect Ribis. Elab Yachar Ribsa, there's no Ribis, it's on his Kalkim, it says, Niskalkim. So he's Kasha. Rav Asi and Rav Yechanan. So this is Rav Yechanan.
Kasha
is how do you collect? How do you collect from Yisrael Muktanim? There's no rivers. So this is Rav Yechanan. Mukulav Ksuvas Isha. Talking about Ksuvas Isha. There, out of Zionist, you do collect. Rav Asi, Kasha. Rav Asi, Rav Yechanan, Minicha, Iksuba. If it's someone Ksuba, my ear be Yisraelim. Why saying it's Mashu Dafka from Yisraelim and collect Zaburus? Lachar Ksuba, Filmane Didei, Namis Burus. It's always Zaburus. So the Gemara, holy cash, that would be shvak. Because Ramei, maybe it's going to come to Ramei. The Amar Ksubas Isha Beinus, Ksubas Isha Beis Beinus. And he asked me only by Yisayim of Zaburus. So therefore, Kastum like Rav Yechanan was saying, Tomak Ksubas Isha, and here by Yisayim is special to Zaburus, and that's why you collect from Yisayim because it's Ksubas Isha and the Shaila Mazinus. Mekomokin, Rav Asi Kasha, what is the case they collecting from Yisayim? It's not a case of ribbis. So, and for the Gemara, Olam Bachayv Avichav Meshikiv Lo Lov Nin Yisrael. Talking about Bachayv of a guy, and he collected ribbis. What's the case of the Buris? He said, I'm going to do like Dina Yisrael. Yach ribbis Nami Lo Nishkol. Shikiv Lazu Lo Kiv Lazu. He's Mekabel Legabe. What to collect? But he also Mekabel Legabe ribbis. Lo Kiv Lazu. Yeah. Toshiva. One more Rai over here. It says in the Gemara before we had on base. That you, is when you announce the sale, you say it's either for a bachoyv or for a ksuba. Amnastic the isha ksuba, so u bachoyvoy choyvoy. So here you have a stock now, it's clearly collected for bachoyv. Vishlama bachoyv. Bein mar, kiddush aninon. You're answering, tomorrow guy. El Ksubasa, Abish Rabbi Yechon Nicha. Here, Rabbi Yechon is good. El Rabbi Asi, Kasha, what's the case? How are you collecting Ksuba? And for the Gemara, Hachamai Skin and Keshachayiv Maida. The whole reason, we'll see one of the Fidus Gemara's Terrace, the whole reason why you don't collect Mishay Mekatanim is why not? I'll tell you why not? Because we're scared, maybe the father already gave like a mashkin to the Bachayiv. And therefore, and the cotton doesn't know what's going on, so you want to wait till he becomes a godly, you can investigate it well. But if on his deathbed, the father says, I am chayiv to that person, then, l'kuliyah moida, you collect from the son. So here the case was, k'shechayiv moida. And hashtag salachi, kulanam k'shechayiv moida. Because that's in all these brises, all these mishnais, all the kashas that we had, we're going to zet sign, v'shechayiv moida, and that's enough to say a guy. Chayiv moida, and therefore you have to pay. And therefore, if they in a kokim, we're not say a sign. So to more of it. Mereimar agve ksuba legrusha menichsei yisayimim. Rav Mereimar collected the ksuba of a grusha from nichsei yisayimim. Now grusha is different. Grusha doesn't get mezainis. And he went ahead to the yisayim ketanim. The case was like this. You know, Reuven divorced his wife and 2 days later he died. So they collected the ksuba from the nichsei yisayimim. Look here, there's no chash hefsid because the grusha doesn't collect mezainis. He answered, "Ahid Rabbi Yechonon is not because of mezainis. Rabbi Reima hold that Rabbi Yechonon's reason is from chinam masnila. He held the reason why you always collect for the ksuba of a isha right away, even though they're not gedolim yet. The reason is because of chain. We want the ladies to marry the men, and therefore we want to give them a good deal. We want to give them, entice them to marry, and they tell them, you know." Your ksuba will be collectible no matter what, even by Mishayim Ketanim. Therefore, even by Grusha, you will collect. That's Marei Mashita. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, we're going to see, argues on both Rav Asi and Rav Yechlin. Rav Nachman. Marei Shaloi Hava Mizdakikin Ola Nechsei Yisoyimim. By beginning, we used to not do anything, try to collect from Nechsei Yisoyimim. Like Rav Asi and Rav Yechlin. Kimin the Shemana lahod Rav Huna Chavre Mishnei the Rav. Rav Huna Chavre Mishnei the Rav said. Rav Huna said Mishnei Rav that Yisoyimim the Achli allowed to do lazy bosses of Kainu. He was very upset that the Yisoyimim who are not paying up their chayvus ketanim. He said and he gave him a little bit of a klala. He said the Yisoyimim who eat stuff that not theirs should go, you know, after their father, go after where their father went to die. Therefore, he changed his mind. He said, you know, Yisoyimim if they have a chayvus, pay up the chayvus. So mekam ve'elach mizdekakne mekara. Right away, I pay up the chayvus. So that's Rav Nachman argues on everyone. Now the Gemara says, my time of mekara, my time aloy. Why taka in the beginning didn't he collect from Yisayim? And really, this question is why is Rav Yechonon and Rav Asi also not collect from Yisayim? Omra Papa. The reason is because priyas ba'chayv mitzvah v'yas milav ne'vinetzuninu. Rav Papa holds that Shabuda is lav deraisa. There's no lien on the property midaraisa. The only reason why Yisayimim have to pay the father's chayvus is because of a mitzvah. Ketanim are not bnei mebim mitzvah ninu. Therefore, ketanim don't have to pay the father's chayvus. Once they become a gadol, they have to pay. And it's a shibud only midarabanan, and midarabanan they didn't make a shibud while they're ketanim. That's our papa's shita. Rav Huna Beit Yeshua, my ima tzrariyat to say a different reason why you don't collect ketanim. Because maybe the father gave a mashkin to the bachayv. And one way till they get older so they can investigate it properly. My benai, what's the difference between two reasons? One of the differences are where the father is moida when it, on his deathbed. So if your whole divart is shirari atvasei, so then here you're chayiv because he said clearly he's chayiv. If the divart is priyas bal chayiv mitzvah and ketanim and not bnei mitzvah, then they won't have to pay even by chayiv moida. Inami shamtu, they put the father in chayim because he wasn't paying up his chayivos or meitz v'shamte and he died. While we're still in chayim. Here also we can assume he didn't give tzrari because if he gave tzrari he would have said something and they would have took off the shamta. Shalchu mitam, the shamte amis b'shamte, in that case yechayev taka, and we paskim hilchasa k'rav huna b'rei d'rav Yeshua. They said we paskim k'rav huna b'rei d'rav Yeshua that the chashash is Tzrari Atasa.